I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
You guys, something miraculous happened last night that I must share with you first thing this morning.
You sound very excited.
Very excited. And there's a reason. I slept through the night.
What?
Congratulations.
Do you guys sleep through the night without waking up at all?
Okay, so you slept through the night?
Yes.
I had one of the worst nights of sleep last night. So maybe somebody on the show has to suffer in order for somebody else to thrive.
I would like to say I would give my sleep. I would take my sleep and give it to you if I could.
No, no, no.
But it would be a damn lie.
No, I know it would be. Yeah.
It's so rare for me to be woken up by the alarm.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep last night at the proper time and woke up and didn't wake up in the middle of the night, and I was shocked by the alarm. Do you guys get up like that, or normally do you sleep through the night?
I wake up before the alarm, and I never sleep through the night.
Yeah, a couple of times you wake up?
Usually at least once. Yeah. Sometimes twice, but at least once.
It's so weird. I will wake up like 10 minutes before my alarm. I don't know if my internal body clock is just better than my alarm, but it's always like 5 minutes before. Like,
that's infuriating.
I want 5 more minutes!
Yeah, it feels like 5 hours when that happens.
I always sleep through the night. No issue. It's always like, go to bed, wake up when the alarm goes off. I don't know what happened last night, but I was up every hour.
Really?
And tossing and turning.
So I'm wondering, because I've just been now dabbling in intermittent fasting, and they say that one of the benefits is better sleep. Now, I don't know if this is in my head or not, because I've only been doing it for like 4 days. But after 4 days, this is the first time in a long time that I can remember that I actually was woken up by the alarm. So maybe it's working.
So what time did you eat dinner? 3 p.m.?
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Was my last meal yesterday. Yeah, but it's doable. Right?
Yeah.
All right, Romy, you had a homework assignment yesterday. Take your shot. A former high school teacher. Most in here said, yeah, I don't know if it's going to work, but at least you should go for it. So how'd it go yesterday, man?
Yeah, you know, like that little, it was three of you guys, I believe, that said no. So that no was lingering with me for like the entire morning. And I was like, maybe this is not that best of an idea. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Is this weird? Is this awkward? And then I was like, like exactly what you said. Like, what do I have to lose?
Right.
Like, there's nothing. If I'm just going to pop the question, put my phone down,
uh-huh,
and freak out for a bit, and then just let it be. See what happens.
And I feel like this, again, is part of your overarching like strategy lately is like going towards fear and not being scared by it. And time again, week after week and month after month, you've been doing this and you're still alive.
Yeah.
So I feel like this was kind of just another assignment in that whole chapter.
For sure. Yeah. I definitely think it falls into what I call exposure therapy, where I like to expose myself to these situations that have always kind of gave me some sort of fear or social anxiety. And so like, it was just kind of like when we went and you gave me the homework assignment of asking girls out and I was supposed to get a no from them. Over time, it just becomes easier. And that's when I realized all you got to do is really do the thing and they become easier over time.
And congratulations on getting all those no's.
No, wait. No, I got.
Mission accomplished.
Wait, no. I got a couple yes, all right? And so I hit her up. And I just basically straight up said, hey, like, this is going to be completely out of left field, but would you like to get drinks and dinner with me?
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
And when is the last time that you spoke with her?
It's been a few, I would say, years.
Okay. Since she gave you, like, in a C?
No. Since we checked
what
in with each other.
What grade did you get in that class? Because we didn't cover that.
Probably, like, a B. Okay. It was English. Not my strongest suit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. ChatGPT wasn't around back then either, so I couldn't use it. I hit her up and then I put my phone down and I was panicking, freaking out, but I was just like, I'm just going to wait. I can't, like, let's not overthink it. Mm-hmm. And then I hear my phone vibrate. I get a text and it's just a little response with the haha.
Oh no.
And then you start, and then you see the bubbles pop up.
So
you're texting.
Yeah, so she's texting.
So this is next level now.
Yeah. So then I'm like, I'm starting to see the bubbles just, and I'm freaking out. And it's probably like a good 15 seconds, but in my mind, it's like a good 30 minutes right now happening in my life. And I'm starting to freak out. And I'm like, oh my God, what does this haha mean? And then she was like, heard the show this morning.
Not so ha-ha for you. Yeah. Ha-ha for her.
Yeah, nah. That's so, not it.
Oh, well, that's a good... She's a... Hey. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for listening.
Didn't know you were here.
You're a great teacher.
And that's what I said. I was like, you're a teacher. You're not supposed to be in school. Why are you listening to the show?
Well, I don't know if you know this. We have a podcast now, Romeo, and you can listen any time of the day you want to.
Yeah. That is a curse on my behalf.
Yeah. It's a problem sometimes. So at least now it's all out there. She knew exactly what was going on, as she does right now. So what was her response after that?
She basically said that she had to think about it because she wasn't sure if she wanted her business on the radio. And I did my little riz. I convinced her. I was just like, hey, like, you know, if it goes good, if it goes bad, I'm not going to say your name. We're not going to talk about it. And if you don't give me permission, we're just going to drop it. We can go on this date. It's going to, because I like to believe that I think I'm like the type of situation where, like, it's like that type of party where you don't want to go, but then you do go and you have like the best night and it's like the best party you've ever been to. I feel like that's how I am.
You're the party.
Yeah.
So she's going to come to the party. And
she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, most girls don't want to, but once they're there, it's like, oh my God, what a night. You know?
So, I'm with you. I laughed at Kristen laughing at you.
She's a hater. It's fine. It's fine.
I've never heard that analogy, and I'm into it. So.
It's Fiesta de Romeo. Okay.
You know? So I basically was just like, hey, we should do it. She said she was going to be in town this weekend. She wanted to postpone it for next weekend, but I was just like, if I give her too much time to think about it, she's gonna overthink it. So I said Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Does that work? And she said yes. So we're gonna meet up tomorrow.
Bam! All right. I'm shocked.
You got the hard sell, man. Nice.
Me too.
Really?
I was just straight up going for it. Like, it was no hesitation. I was like, if she said no, I was gonna be in the same situation I was in the morning I woke up.
That's it.
He's there.
You're getting it.
So
you probably should stop talking about it on radio.
Yeah. Let's end it right now. Assignment over. Who cares about the actual date? If that's what she's nervous about, we promise right now to only ask you about it like 5 or 6 more times.
or on the bonus.
Or the bonus. Nah, we won't talk about it again, but assignment done, dude.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah. Major win.
Got a date tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Fiesta Romeo.
The Burt Show.